Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On a new 4D in the MC, we're not here to give Brian Branch a pass, but it turns out I was right about Juju.
First of all, Juju needed his
damn. Nobody likes him. And earlier today, Dan Campbell dropped a couple of important notes about the loss to Kansas City and the game ahead on Monday night. All of that and more starts right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
So we're recording at kind of a weird time today. It's like 6 o'clock. Usually I would do it much earlier or later. But I wasn't going to do an episode today. Normally I wouldn't skip a Wednesday, you know, in season. But because the Lions are playing on a Monday, the midweek is a bit slower. Then I stumbled upon some glorious audio. So here we are. We're going to hear from Dan Campbell in just a minute, but let's start with my new favorite podcast, whatever the podcast is that Zaire Franklin hosts. That's my new favorite podcast. Yeah. I didn't know the Colts linebacker even had a podcast until today, and it is my new favorite thing. Why? Well,
first of all, Juju needed his
damn.
Let's just go there. Number one.
Why does everybody say that?
That's he crazy. Need
no. He really him specifically really needs his.
What's y'all wrong with Juju?
Like, bro, he been needing his for a minute. Brian Baer's doing the work of the Lord, bro. Whoop that man, bro.
You gonna hold you? Why shout out to that. What did Juju do?
Yeah. Bro, he's an asshole, bro.
Okay,
I heard that though.
Yeah, I heard that too from me because I said it on the recap show. I covered what was then the Pac-12 for a long time, and I've made friends with a couple of USC reporters. Juju being a little is nothing new. That's not me quoting them. That's me quoting me from what I've been told by them. But look, I just said it. I was being told by somebody else. I was getting secondhand information. Let Zaire tell you.
This is my thing. I'm going to talk greasy to you. I'm going to go. We're going to go right up. And when we get that one-on-one, I ain't going to duck the smoke.
Yeah.
So whether I win or lose, it is what it is. He the type that's going to do all the little weird, sneaky stuff, push you behind the back, go run, tell the ref. You like, bro, shut your little weird. Then try to be cool with you.
These kinds of people are the absolute worst. As my mom would say when I was a kid, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. And speaking of kids, I see this with my son a lot, with his friends. It's not just him, it's all of them. I mean, Zaire even said something about running and going to tell the official. Just like you'd run to the teacher to tattle. That's who Juju is. Now, mind you, Beckett and his homies are nine. They're not professional football players. They're not even adults. This is what I hear. This is what I see. We're not excusing Brian Branch's behavior. We'll get to that in a second, but they weren't done talking about Juju. The roast was just unbelievable.
Y'all seen the picture, though?
The picture's crazy.
His nose crazy. Yeah.
Bro, you can't be crying with your nose black. Like, you got kids, bro. Like, what's going to happen when your son? Come on, bro.
Hey, yo, Z, bro, you crazy.
But that's how I think. I'd be like, bro, I really be feeling yeah. I'm like, bro, I can't let y'all, my son in the stands, I can't let you put your hands on me. My girl watching.
That's a fact.
She might like you now after this. Like, I guess, which one? I'm going to tell my girl I'll come home, I just got my ass whooped.
I mean, that was just, if I heard that about me, I wouldn't be able to sleep for a week. And I'm a pretty tough dude when it comes to people talking shit about me. I don't care. But that was so brutal. It's not about manhood. Just the way they took him down. No regard, laughing the whole time. And am I enjoying this? Of course I am, because Juju sucks. But I'm still very frustrated, because the problem is Zaire and his crew are laughing, me too, but who's suspended? Brian Branch. That's the problem here. This segment is not to justify at all what Brian did. He's got to be smarter than that. There is no room for this. People keep saying he knows it. I've even said he knows it. But then I think about it, like, does he? I know he does, but knowing something and acting out are two different things. It's very frustrating. And, you know, while this train stops for no one, as MCDC says, we'd prefer for all to be on board. The secondary is so banged up. We don't know what's up with Kirby. Nobody else is coming back this week, I don't think. Now, what if Kirby can't go? You're down five of your top six corners. And you're down your top two safeties. And one of your backup safeties is playing corner. Yikes. That cannot happen. It just cannot. But like I said, if I was in the NFL, I would be doing the same exact thing. But I'm not. I can behave badly on my couch. I do. Trust me. All right, let's go inside the headset. And normally we hear from Dan Campbell at the podium. But on this Wednesday, Dan Campbell was on with Costa and Jansen. He is every in-game week on Wednesdays, 8 a.m. And today's might have been the most interesting one I've heard, and not just this season. It's the segment with Dan Campbell on Costa and Jansen. Here's one thing everybody knows. You can't afford to miss opportunities in the NFL. You just can't.
Not to be able to get the momentum back there, get some points back on the board, you know, after the fourth down stop. That was tough, and then we had really what we would call a couple of breathing plays in two different series in the second half just to try to get us into manageable downs we didn't do well on, and so that forced us into these fourth and tens, and that's just a hard spot. When you know you're going to need to put up some points and those happen, you know, that's really four different things I'm talking about on four different series. It's not enough. So that's where we fell short. We did a number of good things. We had a lot of guys play really well.
They did, and we talked about those guys that played well in the last episode. But to Dan's point there, things add up so quickly. I mean, the first series alone, when they had to settle for the field goal after the flag, was brutal. Forget that flag. The other mistakes they couldn't overcome either. Why? Say it with me all together. They did not play complimentary football, and that's why they didn't win. You cannot go on the road in Kansas City, I don't care how good the Chiefs are or aren't at the moment, and not play complimentary football. When I picked the Lions to win, it was under the assumption there would be some kind of complimentary football. And it didn't happen. Am I worried long term? No, but I didn't like it. You know, and when it comes to that flag, this all just sounds, it just sounds wrong, doesn't it?
After the game, you said it came from New York. Were you told that that came down from New York?
Yes.
Are you guys inquiring as to why you were told that, or inquiring as to what happened in that situation, why they went back a minute and a half later and threw the flag?
Yeah, we asked on all of that. We asked on all of it, and I can't tell you any of that.
But it was an official that told you it came from New York?
Yeah.
Listen to his tone right there. Listen to Dan Campbell's tone change with that question. It was the right question to ask, but I mean, he wants to just explode. It's like in A Few Good Men. He wants to tell you what he really thinks, but he can't, and he won't, because he's smart. We can argue if the refs can discuss flags after the plays. They can, but the verbiage in the rules, I don't like it. It needs to be cleared up, especially after what happened on Monday. But if New York steps in, that is certainly a problem. The National Football League needs to clearly say what happened in that 90 seconds, like right now. Because something doesn't smell right, and I keep trying to bat down the conspiracy theories, and then this stuff keeps happening. Maybe I needed my tinfoil hat resized. Yeah. But here was the big one. Here was the big one from Dan Campbell for me. Remember yesterday, I said I don't think Alim McNeil is going to play on Monday. Remember?
Listen, and barring something happening this week, Alim's freaking playing, man.
Will he be full go, or is he going to get eased in, be kind of on a pitch count?
Yeah, we'll take it as it comes. I mean, he's got more reps over the last 2 weeks. He's going to get more reps in practice this week, too.
Well, you know me, stupid, but he did not sound that confident yesterday. He just didn't. He said 52-48, and now he's like, unless something goes crazy, McNeil's freaking playing, man. Hell yeah. I am glad to be wrong about what I said, but that's not what it sounded like yesterday. Something must have changed, whether it was a checkup, an evaluation, or just the way he performed in practice. Something had to have changed between when Dan Campbell spoke to the media at noon yesterday and then when he was on Costa and Jansen this morning. I don't know what it was, but I'm excited about it. I want Alim to play whenever he is ready. And if that's right now, hell yeah. We're going to hear more from Dan Campbell. We'll talk a little bit more about the injuries, including Kirby Joseph. That's next on Fourth Down in the Motor City. And now more Fourth Down in the Motor City. So we were talking about Alim McNeil. He's been hurt for almost a year now. He's going to come back, it sounds like, on Sunday. What about Kirby Joseph? His status remains unclear.
Nothing new. I mean, he's, you know, about what everybody thought after the game. You know, he's pretty sore, you know, but it's a long week, so we'll see where he goes.
I mean, when I say his status is unclear, I mean his game status. Otherwise, his status is very clear. The dude is hurt. There is no question about it. The only thing now is how badly is he hurt and how will they manage it? I wouldn't be surprised if he played or didn't play on Monday. You get an extra day because of the Monday night game. And I want to harp on Beebe, but he knew all of this when he gave Juju the smackdown. I know he knows better, but he needs to know better all of the time. All of the time. So obviously the Lions will be thin on defense yet again. To whom will they turn?
We'll play with those guys that we brought last week, you know, and man, they went in there and competed, you know, and there's things we can do to help them out too. You know, Shep's already, we've talked about that. But yeah, you see Harp, and we brought Hallett last week. He didn't play really any defense, but he made this week. Millett, you know, is going to help us out again. Obviously Rock and Amik out on the edge there, and then, you know, Whiteside came to the game as well, and he's ready to go. And some of those guys helped us, most of them on special teams, which is good. But listen, those guys will be ready. They're not afraid to go in there and freaking battle, and we'll be able to help those guys. We'll set them up and let them be able to play fast.
And some of those guys have already responded. Thomas Harper was their top-graded defender on Sunday night. Nick Whiteside was fun in camp. Can he show Shep and the Lions a thing or two? And let's not forget about Amik. The dude can flat-out play. Should he be your leader in the secondary? No. But it might end up being that way. That's who we're riding with on Monday. That's it. The Lions haven't lost back-to-back games under Dan Campbell since this whole turnaround has begun. And I love this question from Jansen. What is it the Lions do to avoid losing back-to-backs?
We got a group, a competitive group. They go to work, man. Win, lose. I mean, they go to work. When you're a competitive group and you want to do things right and you want to clean up the things that may have cost you the week before, you know, there's a certain level of urgency and there's a certain level of man, we're in a race. You know, we're in a race to improve this week. You know, to get back in the win column, man, to get another W and stay away from the L's. So I just think it. You know, there's an urgency that happens, and I don't want to say that it's not there when you're winning. There's a reason why you lose these games, and collectively, all of us, man, it makes you want to clean it up. I mean, that includes me. It's all of us.
The fact that they've not lost two straight games in like 2.5 years or something like that, it is unbelievable. And being able to avoid that slide is paramount to long-term NFL success. The Lions will fall down, but they're not going to stay there. And at one point last year, they were playing with a papier-mâché defense, and they still didn't lose. It's not about winning every game. It's about avoiding the slide. I mean, how do you think the Eagles feel right now? Probably not great. They've lost two in a row. Either you win or you don't. And I know that's simple, but for the Lions, there is only one option. And let's close it out. It turns out that Dan Campbell and I have a crush on the same person.
Man, he's playing at a high level. I got a lot of respect for Baker. I always have. I just think he is, man. He's a competitive, smart, gritty freaking QB, man. I'm watching the San Francisco game. He just freaking wills himself on a, you know, he breaks out of the pocket, takes off. I don't know what it was, 15 yards for first down or 12. But anyway, takes off, breaks tackles, dives for the first down. He just kind of wills it to happen. And those guys, you know, it's very clear. They look to him and they trust him. They know he's going to find a way to make it happen. And he's playing at a high level. I mean, he's seeing the field so good right now. He's making like pinpoint throws. He's playing out of his mind right now.
I just love Baker Mayfield. I loved him in college and I love him now. The story just keeps getting better and better. I mean, they forgot to put the quit in this kid. And let me make something very clear. I would never trade Jared Goff. There is no other quarterback that I would want running this team. Jared Goff is more than good enough for Detroit. We've already had this conversation. I'm not going to move off of it. But Baker's got this fire that can't be extinguished. If Goff ever had to be replaced, Baker would fit in so well here in Detroit. I'm just saying, like, if you say, Zach, I'm going to take away Jared and you can pick another quarterback, who's it going to be? Baker. Baker, 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 Baker. Could you imagine that kind of play in this kind of offense? I can. I'm doing it right now. It's fun. I don't want that. I'm a Jared Goff guy. We're riding with him to the end. But what I said is true. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. If you have not done so yet, please rate us and leave a review. That kind of stuff is very helpful. We're back in your feed tomorrow with Behind Enemy Lines. We'll talk about Baker and the Bucks. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.